Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So I would like to let you know that we're getting close to the end of Kickstart Creativity, that whole series that I've been doing since the beginning of 2023. And I will be taking about a week or two off to kind of reset the show and start a new series that I'm really excited about. I'll tell you more about it in the upcoming weeks. But I'm going to be doing, I really enjoyed doing this Kickstart Creativity series this past year. And I'm going to start a new series. And I'll need about a week or two to get everything all set up for you for 2024. So again, a couple more weeks of Kickstart Creativity, and then we'll kick it off into the new series. And you're going to be hearing some interviews coming up very shortly in the few weeks. I usually record things on Sunday, and the interviews will be coming out on Wednesdays. I've got about two or three lined up for us. So bear with me when we do the resets, but I promise it's going to be fantastic. I've got a new series lined up that I'm, like I said, I'm really excited about. But today we're continuing on with Kickstart Creativity. And how did I get started with this? Well, it happened in the holiday season of 2022 when my wife gave me this deck of cards. It's about 50 cards, and it's done by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. The links are in the show notes. I highly recommend you get these cards for yourself if you're any sort of creative. And what they are is they're broken into three categories, action, perspective, and I apologize. Action, perspective, and intention cards. That's it. I don't know why I keep on forgetting the intention cards. And each card, and for those of you that are watching me on YouTube, you get the video of me. You get to see my beautiful mug every Sunday morning. But, you know, one side is kind of funky, reminds me of the 70s. And then the other side has a lot of information on the back of it. So my wife got me these cards, and I thought, you know, this is a great way to, you know, open up the vocabulary. Because a lot of words get thrown around in the art world, and we don't quite understand what they mean. One of the big ones that I really hate is surreal, and you know, surrealism, and you know, that's really surreal because it's weird. That's not what surrealism was about. So I like to make sure that you have the definitions of these words, you know, what I consider the definition and examples of the words. And then the card gives you challenges to do. And it's kind of like, you know, going through a class. So I feel that I've gone through, you know, a 50-week class on really upping my creativity. And, you know, if you're waiting for inspiration, get this deck of cards. Just get it for yourself. It's for you, or if you have a group of people that you work with, if you have collaborators, there's opportunity there for you to mix and match the cards. I thought, you know, let's do one card a week and let's see where it goes. And this is by far the longest series I've done. And it, for 2023 and 2024, it's had me come here every week and show up for you and give you my thoughts and give you my reactions and my definitions of these ideas. And it's kept me in a creative mindset the whole year. So if that's what you're looking for, I can't recommend these highly enough. So get the link, go onto the website and check it out for yourself. But today we're going to be talking about refute or refutation. And on the back of the card, you know, with the little funkiness right there, you get like a one sentence thing. And I call that the kernel of knowledge. And the kernel of knowledge for refute is when you refute something, you risk changing your perspective and yourself. Let's think about that. You risk changing your perspective and yourself. So we don't live in a vacuum. We don't live in a static world. I don't want to live in a static world. I like change. And I like to have things that I felt were true or were the way things are refuted, and with, you know, with good information on that. So refutation or being refuted is not necessarily a bad thing. It can, if you leave yourself open to the possibility of change, that's a great thing, because when we change, we evolve and we get better. You know, we all start off at zero. We all start off as a beginner, and then we learn and we grow. And the things that we learned way in the beginning, we go, oh, you know, that doesn't work for me anymore. One of the things that changed for me was the whole idea of, well, I got to be drunk or stoned to write a really good poem. I don't. I've written some of my best poetry while I haven't been intoxicated at all. So that was something that was refuted and changed. It changed me for the better. Another thing that was refuted for me is I always thought, well, I got to wait for this, you know, inspiration fairy to, you know, to get me. And the best way to do that is to get drunk. Well, I hate to tell you, there is no inspiration fairy that's going to kickstart your creativity. It's work that you have to do, and it's work that's good for your soul, and it's a challenge, and you can do it. I know you can do it because you're sitting here listening to me talk about it. And that tells me a lot about you. That tells me that you're looking for something. You're looking for, you know, a good, you know, a change of perspective, change of idea. And, that what you may have been told in, you know, grade school and high school doesn't really apply, isn't really true. So definitely, you know, don't be afraid of being refuted. Let that be an opportunity for you to learn and grow and change your perspective and change the path of your journey. Sometimes we have to change the path of our journey. Sometimes we run into a dead end. I know with my poetry, I ran into a dead end where I was always writing about this dark-haired barista who, you know, I had met pieces of that person throughout my life, but I kept on writing about it. And now I'm writing about things that are happening in the world around me, in my house, in my community, in my state, in my country, in my world. And that really opened up a lot. So there's a lot more than just one dark-haired barista to write about, you know, and her customer, which, you know, the veil is very thin on that. It's always me, and she's always breaking my heart. Okay, well, you know, that was fine for a time, but now I'm a parent, I'm a husband, you know, I have a full-time day job. I'm a podcaster. I'm talking with people all over the world. That dark hair barista is being pushed to the side. And that's not what I have to write about anymore. I can write about anything I want to. I can paint anything I want to. I can do music about anything I want to. So that's where I'm at with it. You know, a lot of my preconceived notions have been challenged. And, you know, I always thought, you know, academic world, that's, you know, that's where I'm going to be. And that's where I'm going to save the world. I'm in the, you know, the government sector. You know, I'm not even in the private sector. I'm in the public sector. And I've been in that for 15 years now. And I have changed people's worlds one person at a time. And that's what I intend to do with this podcast, to change your world, to give you a new perspective, to give you my perspective. And I definitely want to hear your perspective. So we'll talk more about how you can share your perspective with me at the end of the show. So again, I like definitions, and I've been really kicked up about a Cambridge dictionary. I was doing Webster when I originally started these episodes, and I didn't like their definitions. So I changed it up and I went to Cambridge dictionary. I like their definitions a little bit better. For me, a definition shouldn't have the word you're defining in it in the definition. And I saw Webster doing that a lot, but Cambridge was not. And Cambridge, for the most part, not 100% of the time, but for the most part, gave me some really good definitions that I can sink my teeth into. So refute, according to Cambridge Dictionary, is to say or prove that a person, statement, opinion, etc. is wrong or false. To prove a statement, opinion, or belief to be wrong or false. I think that's a little tough. I think that's a little not what I'm going for. I don't want to say that my preconceived notions were all false, but they were leading down a path, leading down a road that may not have been the best for the overall journey that I'm going on, at least for me anyways. So it's, for me, false is just, it's too black and white. I live in worlds of gray. I think we all do live in worlds of gray. And maybe at some point that'll be refuted and I'll, say, oh, you know what? I was wrong on that. But I think if we can have that attitude of, oh, you know what? I was wrong about that. Okay. I learned something new. Great. Thank you very much for sharing that with me. Boom. Yes, it does have that dichotomy, that it does have that black and whiteness. Oh, I was wrong. But I think the second part of that, thank you for teaching me this. Thank you for showing me, this perspective and being open to it. And, melding that into the quilts, the patchwork that is me and that is my spirit. So saying that it's false or saying that it's wrong is a little too pointed for me, but providing a different perspective, providing a different outlook, a different viewpoint, I think is a better way to go about doing that. So let's go on to the challenges of refutation. And the first challenge that the card, oh, I'm sorry, no, we're not going to do that. Wow, I'm making a couple of mistakes here because I'm always perfect. And I just refuted that. So on the back of the card is you do have challenges, and we will go through the challenges. But then you have about, maybe a paragraph of an idea that expands further the idea that's on the card. And for this one, when you resolve to understand another perspective, you embrace contraries, thus opening yourself and your creative endeavors to true progression and change. I like that. The heart of thoughtful refutation is understanding, not discord or cantankerous. To refute something requires the courage to dive deeply into another perspective in the sincere hope of understanding it. That I love. That I can get behind. It's hearing the refutation, taking from that new perspective, that new idea, and trying to really understand it and then employing that into your life, into your journey, into whatever it is that you're doing. It doesn't matter the discipline. Just taking that new knowledge and going, oh, I can use this. Now, there's going to be some, new ideas, new perspectives that you're like, I can't incorporate that into my life. And that's okay too. But being open to try to understand what that new perspective is the first step. When you get information that's new, that refutes what you've believed, be open to it. Try to understand it. Ask more questions about it. And then if you can take that new perspective and incorporate it into yourself, great. That's going to lead to growth. That's going to lead to progression. That's going to lead to more creativity for you. So try to, when you hear something that's on the other side of the fence, try to understand where it's coming from and go, try to understand that viewpoint. And then if you do understand it and you look at your process, your journey and go, I can't use it, then you can't use it. It's okay. It's not a problem. But if you can, why not? You know, the tools for your creativity are out there in the world. Use them. Some of them are even free. So use them if you can. All right, now we're going to go on with the challenges. First challenge is to thoughtfully refute a statement, assumption, or an idea. So again, my assumption was, you know, I had to be drunk. I had to wait for the inspiration fairy. I don't have to. And, you know, it's instead of waiting for something to happen, I make something happen. And if it's imperfect, it's imperfect. It's okay. But I have a lot more hits than misses. Because if I wait for something to happen, what if it misses? You know, if I wait for that idea fairy to, you know, or that inspiration fairy to come and get me and to, you know, to drop it in my lap. Or, you know, if, you know, somebody pours a cocktail and it's really weak, then, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, drunk or high and I'm not going to be able to create. Oh my goodness. I can create at any time. And I try to set up my environment so that way I can create at any time. I have my tools ready and available in my man cave here, in my studio here. So that way, if I want to, I can create. If I don't want to, if I need something else to do, like, you know, my work computer is right here and my fun computer is right here. Work is work and work gets done. Family is upstairs. They get taken care of. But this is where I go, where my intention is, I'm going to create here. I'm going to create something here in this space. And, you know, you can see, if you're watching me on YouTube, you can see the books behind me. A lot of my tools are right behind me here. The food to fuel the creativity is right here as well. So, you know, think of, you know, things that are holding you back and let's find ways to get past that. The next thing is seek understanding by reviving the ancient practice, a Greek practice of disoli logai, composing an argument on both sides of a heated issue. So here in America, we have the conservatives versus the liberals. And then we have us independents that are sitting in between going, all right, you know, some of this stuff looks good. Some of this stuff looks good. That's why I'm an independent. So try to see both sides of an argument. Always try to do that. Try to, you know, I like to, for the most part, I don't do this all the time, but for the most part, I try to see the person as, hey, they're concerned about their kids. They're concerned about their welfare. They're concerned about, you know, they are coming at this with an honest and good intention. And if you can do that and then try to understand, okay, well, why do they think that way? Then you can really understand that argument and be able to accept it or refute it. But if you just reduce them to the enemy or less than human, there you go. You're not going to listen to them. You're going to close that area of your life off. I'm not saying to be so open-minded that your brain leaks out, because you're going to have your experiences. You're going to have your perspective. You're going to have your ideas and your ideals. But try to listen to the other side. And I hate that term, the other side, because then it's us against you're in your speech and in your mind, it's you're setting yourself off up as us against them. And that's something that I found a lot in the art world. It's, you know, us artists, we're creating this stuff. And, you know, these people out there, they don't understand. They don't understand the pain and all. They don't. You didn't explain it to them. And you didn't understand why they don't understand. And you may be using language that they don't get. That, you know, they, you know, so It's always good to define what you're talking about to make it understandable. If that's what you're seeking to do, if you're seeking to gain an audience that way, because there's only so many of us creatives that are out here. We're maybe not your target audience. You know, you may be trying to, you may have every artist in your community, you know, rah, rah, rah. But what about the people that aren't artists in your community? Are you reaching out to them? Are you trying to help them understand? And are you trying to understand their lack of understanding? Might be a good time to go ahead and do that for yourself. The last challenge is to pretend to advocate for someone who holds a view that profoundly differs from your own. Oh, gosh. that one is a tough one. That does challenge us because then we need to understand that person's argument. We need to understand, you know, why they're approaching it that way. But I think if we go into it with the intention, with the assumption that they believe that what they believe is for the benefit of everyone, and try to understand how they think it's for the benefit of everyone. We can still disagree, but that's the whole thing of, you know, walking a mile in their shoes, walking a mile in their moccasins. You know, try to understand where they're coming from, and, you know, try to understand where your audience is coming from. You know, the people that are coming into your gallery, the people that are coming into your theater, the people that are listening to your music. Why are they coming to do that? You know, and these are the people that kind of agree with you on a little bit of, you know, a little bit of it. You know, it's, there's a thing that happens at concerts or at live theater or even at poetry readings, where the person on stage will look at into the eyes of the audience. Now, the trick that I do is I look at their foreheads, you know, because locking eyes with somebody is a very intense kind of thing. So, you know, and I'm sure you've experienced that in your travels where you thought, oh yeah, that singer is singing right to me, or that poet is just, you know, reading my life story on the stage there. No, they're not, but they have walked a mile in your moccasins. They understand their audience. I understand my audience. I understand that, you know, you come here, you know, week in and week out to get, you know, a bit of inspiration, to get a bit of clarity, to get a little bit of a kick in the pants, and, to get some ideas, and to know that you're not alone, that there is somebody out here that is struggling right along with you to get, you know, my art out there and to do the best work that I can do. I'm right in it with you. I'm getting my hands dirty with you. You know, yeah, I've got 30 years of experience in arts and education, and I'm 51 years old, so I should have some experience if I'm going to talk to you about it. But I've always come from the underdog view, the underdog kind of thing, you know, the kid that grew up in a blue collar household that, you know, has eaten government cheese and powdered milk and, you know, didn't get all the breaks that everybody else got. So I'm right in there with you. And, you know, I'm being surrounded by people that aren't into art because they've been told what art is and it's not really that. So I get it. I get where you're at, and I get why you come here. And that's why I am here with you week in and week out with all the episodes that I've done. I'm here with you, fighting the same battle with you. You know, keeping that inner critic tamed, you know, imposter syndrome, lack of ideas, you know, lack of inspiration. So that's why I bring you these tools to help you do that. Okay, so a couple of points that I want you to think about when we're talking about refutation. First point is critiquing your own work. Taming, not eliminating, but taming that inner critic is vital. We are our hardest, you know, harshest critics because we know all the little buttons that push us, that, you know, make us, you know, it. When I was growing up, you know, we would do insults and cut downs to our siblings, And we knew what really got underneath their skin. You know, like with kids, they do it to their parents. They know. My kids know how to get underneath my skin. And I know how to get underneath my skin. I am my worst critic. But when we tame that inner critic, there is some value in it. And if we're honest with ourselves and go, you know what? I can see where I phoned this part of it in. Let me do better and not phone it in. Be able to critique your work. And the caveat with that is as long as it doesn't stop your work, as long as it doesn't cause fear of you failing, then critique your own work. Next point is invite constructive feedback. Have somebody you can talk to and go, hey, what does this look like to you? And then sit back and listen to what they have to say. Honestly, listen to what they have to say. And then when they're done, thank them. Don't interrupt them. Don't try to justify things. Just sit back, listen, take notes, and then thank them. I'm stealing that from a good friend of mine, Dave Jackson, who does podcasting. But I like that idea of invite it, shut up, take notes, thank them, and then run with it. Because, yes, we create art for ourselves. And I always end this with create art for somebody you love yourself. But then we also create it for an audience. I know that I have people listening to this from all over the country, all over the world that listen to this podcast. You're listening to this podcast. I don't know exactly where you're at geographically, but you're someplace on this planet. And I know you're listening to it. And I think that's wonderful. So yeah, invite that feedback from others. Because we do create our stuff, we do create our works to eventually be seen in the public space. Learn from your mistakes. So when we get that feedback, when we're critiquing ourselves, note that and learn from it and don't make the same mistakes again. Or if you're going to make the same mistakes again, make it a pattern, make that intentional. But let's learn from our mistakes. And then that'll help you experiment with different styles, because then you'll be getting that feedback from other people. Maybe that feedback is from somebody that is at a higher level on the rung than you are, or maybe at a lower level of the rung that you are. And maybe the person that's, down here, at the lower level, maybe they've mastered the basics, but they haven't gone up to the intermediate level. And you're at that intermediate level going, man, yeah, that's right. I forgot the basic, the basics of this thing. So make sure that you can critique or feedback from folks that are above and below you, and then folks that are from a different style, like a poet getting a critique from a dancer. Why not? They have something to say about it. They have a certain perspective, a certain life experience that they're bringing to the page. Listen to that and then incorporate it into your practice. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening into this Kickstart Creativity series on refutation or refuting. If you'd like to go ahead and reach out to me, and if you need me to critique your work, by all means, you can reach out to me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I'd love to know exactly what's going on in your neck of the woods, and I'd like to feature that here on the show. Like I said earlier, we're going to have interviews of people coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I'm excited to get that out to you, because it allows me to talk with people that, aren't necessarily in my field, aren't necessarily in my discipline, and get their perspectives. So I think that's a wonderful thing. Go ahead and reach out to me and let me know what's going on with you. If you have questions or if you want me to critique your work, I'd be more than happy to take some time out and give you my perspective of it. I also, if you got some value out of this, I'd like you to go ahead and share this with a friend. That's the best way to get podcast recommendations, is somebody's heard it and they're like, wow, that was really cool. Here, let me share it with you. Feel free. I'm not going to bite your arm off. I promise that. I do want this to be a 5-star podcast for you. So if there's things of the show that you don't like or things of the show that you want to see more of, reach out and email me. Let me know. I do thank you for the time that you put into that. You can, you know, write me and review me on whatever app you're on. That's fine. No problem with that. But I would ask, you know, if you could send me an email, let me know. I do want this show to be one that you share with your friends and that you get something out of. That's vital to me, to make sure that it's reaching the people it needs to reach. And if that's not you, if this isn't for you, maybe it's for somebody else that you know. Share it with them. Give it to them as a gift. It's the cheapest gift you can give them. So, you know, birthdays, holidays, whatever. Boom, there you go. Valentine's Day in February is coming up. I'm recording this in January. So the next big holiday coming up is Valentine's Day. So give it to somebody you love. a couple other things is that I do run a newsletter. It's called the Create Art Podcast Newsletter. Hey, very creative, huh, Tim? I pop that out about once a month. It gives you some ideas of different projects that you can do for that month. It'll let you know what I'm doing. Just found out that, as a matter of fact, and you'll hear about this more in the newsletter, that one of my podcasting predictions got picked up and is being put into a book. So if you're a subscriber to the newsletter, you'll find out about that in a few days here in January. So, you know, check out the newsletter for yourself. You can find it on Substack. It's on Timothy Brien, B-R-I-E-N. .substack.com, and it's called Create Art Podcast Newsletter. Now, I also do run a couple of other podcasts. The first one is called Find a Podcast About, and you can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz, and that's where I tell you about podcasts that are very binge-worthy, and I help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. So definitely check that out. Sometimes I even get interviews with the podcast hosts. So check that out for yourself. Then the other podcast that it's a lot of fun for me to do. It's called Cannabis Stories. You can find that at cannabisstories.podbean.com. And that's where I share positive experiences, positive stories about people that have used cannabis and I've had a good time. So it's kind of a feel good podcast. It's kind of a funny podcast, maybe a comedy. You could think about it that way. But yeah, that's the other podcast that I do, and it's all part of TKB Studios, which is Timothy Kimo Brien Studios, and that's where, you know, I help people you know, learn about podcasting and you know, entertain everybody and have a good time. All right, well, I'm going to let you get back to the rest of your day. I need to get back to the rest of mine. You know, I've got kids to play with and things to do around the house and art to make, so. I want you to go out there and tame that inner critic, create more than you consume, and go out there and create some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.